Hi, I'm Anna Marie Cox. This is, we used to call them web extras back when I did a real radio show, but now this is just an additional podcast. I am still with the people that were on the other podcast, which I hope you podcast listener listen to as well. Rick Klein, a senior reporter, ABC News, and Christina Bellantonio, who I think also is a senior reporter at Talking Points Memo. The internet was aflame today with the hashtag demon sheep. And if you're listening to this and you don't know what that is, I'm very sorry.
I'm envious because to watch it for the first time.
This is true. We're going to try to recreate.
Spectacular.
And actually, that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to try to recreate the experience of watching this ad, which is a political ad on behalf of Carly Fiorina. I never can get
that's
her
right.
name quite. Neither could McCain.
Former Hewlett-Packard CEO.
And McCain supporter until she admitted that McCain probably wouldn't be hired to run a company.
Then she went away for a while.
Yeah, then she went away for a while. And that was actually a quote from a campaign staffer. Carly's going to go away for a while. Anyway, so we are going to watch this ad and kind of pour the people in the podcast universe, tell them what we're seeing. And I think that adds another dimension. It's sort of a Mystery Science 3000 for the radio.
And she's running for Senate, the Republican nomination for Senate.
In California. Carly Fiorina has put this ad up on the web. It's 2.5 minutes long.
Attacking another candidate
who we don't know that much about. But we're going to run with it. And we, again, hope to recreate the experience of seeing it for the very first time.
Purity, piety, our fiscal conservative leaders.
Okay, stop right there.
We admire.
We're only a few seconds into the commercial, nine, and already we've hit a big visual
question mark.
The purity and piety thing, you probably out there in podcast land can tell, but that's already a little weird, you know. But that's like, you know, it's good, I guess. Yeah. You know, these are Republican values. But now, right now, the scene goes to a flock of sheep.
And they're actually living sheep, real sheep, which is relevant for later in the ad.
We are watching B-roll footage of that someone took at some point. I don't think it's original to the ad. I think it's probably stock of sheep cavorting in a meadow. Yes.
And as they're saying, men with conservative values.
Right. There's an attempt to draw a parallel, a connection in our minds between conservative men.
And sheep.
So
they do look very happy, though.
They're cavorting. I said they're cavorting. Yeah. All right, so we're going to start it up again.
Aspire to be.
There's a black
wholesome,
sheep.
Yes,
important. Honorable.
Very woolly.
True believers.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, okay, stop.
Yeah, this is your first legitimately strange moment. Up until now, it was regular sheep, but a pedestal has just risen out of the meadow.
There's a black sheep, which I didn't notice before, so thank you, Christina. And then also, it starts to get a little, the words she's using do start to turn a little creepy.
True believer.
Like, you're like, wow, is this like self-aware at, like, is this sort of a mocking the Tea Party stuff? But then all of a sudden, literally out of nowhere,
an animated pedestal rises up out of the grass, and the other sheep don't even notice.
The other sheep are just going,
they're oblivious.
They're totally oblivious.
But there's a sheep on the pedestal.
There's a sheep, and it's also clearly turned into an animated sheep, or rather a still photo of a sheep.
No sheep were harmed in the raising of this pedestal.
And this, I believe it's a Doric column.
Oh, wow.
Like the ones that they put out for Obama at the DNC.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, wow.
It's rising out of the meadow. It looks a little phallic. And also, if you're familiar with the Terry Gilliam animations for Monty Python, it looks almost exactly like that. But okay, we're going to return to the commercial because the sheep is still...
And we're only 20 seconds in.
That's right.
This
and the sheep
like
is still...
thing.
The sheep is on a motorized pedestal that's... bring him out of the cavorting in the meadow where other sheep apparently don't even notice. And
big, blue, puffy, happy clouds.
The sheep that's being elevated is going into happy blue sky. Okay.
Who would never lead us astray? His pedestal so high.
Whoa!
Well, there's an audio cue for you right there.
Leaving but one way to fall.
Okay.
Yeah, first...
Okay, so again, audio was very clear there. There's a very distinct shift in tone.
Indeed. And we should mention, I mean, for the trivia lovers among you, the voice that you're now hearing is a veteran character actor by the name of Robert Davi, who anyone certainly our age remembers as one of the bad guys from The Goonies.
and still sort of being a bad guy right now.
He knows how to be a bad guy. He's been a bad guy in about
this
a million things. You look him up on IMDb, and you know him as a bad guy from something.
And so, again, audio is already telling you a story here, but visually we are also being told a story.
There were two lightning strikes. The sheep's eyes turned red.
Yes.
Briefly. But yes, and unmistakably, yes.
And then he starts to fall. Now, I play a lot of video games, and actually this, when I first
learned
played
something
this
new
for
every
the first
day
time,
about Christina.
It reminded me of the sinister video game, you know, there's one way to fall. Wah-ha-ha-ha.
There's a video game that has that
sort of
tone.
Okay. Yeah,
well, and also on the screen we are seeing the words leaving but one way to fall, and the still photo of the sheep is tumbling through a threatening sky.
Head over heels.
But it's just, it looks like a child's collage or a Terry Gilliam cartoon, because the sheep is totally, it's a frozen, it's a picture of a sheep.
Right. They didn't try very hard
and
to make just it look like
it's
it
just like falling, like a leaf falling through the sky. So, and now we are 32 seconds through, and again.
Tom Campbell, fiscal genius.
Oh, cool. He's a genius. I should vote for him.
Yeah, wow.
Campbell was the architect
also apparently a true believer.
2005 budget. A budget
There's
so
B-roll of money being printed right now. And actually, it's the same B-roll over and over.
Very briefly,
hold up, because we're getting some mixed visual messages here.
Yes, and then pigs in addition to sheep. I guess that's a pork reference.
Yeah.
It's
unclear.
You know.
And also, they show an almost still photo of a printing press of money, which has a specific name. Is there no? And it just sort of goes rocks back and forth because I think they probably didn't want to pay for like
one second.
They only
worth.
Bought 1 second of stock photos, but I have to say that I wonder if the same geniuses that brought us the celebrity ad might have something to do with this ad, because this is a lot of sarcasm for a political ad.
It is. There is a heavy dose, because they don't actually meet when they say this is high level political interpretation. When they say Tom Campbell is a fiscal genius, that's actually not the message.
They don't mean it.
No,
they don't mean
all.
It.
Not at all.
Yeah.
In fact, it may be the opposite. I think so.
And this is a picture now at 28 seconds or wherever we are that he's got his lips pursed together. 49 seconds.
Yes.
He looks a little troubled.
Ungenius-like.
He looks ungenius-like. So we're gonna maybe let it roll for a little bit longer here, and go.
That's
another
fiscally
sheep.
Conservative, Tom. Who would remember that?
They just showed the dictionary
budget?
Definition of we deficit.
Would.
And then people. There's real people.
Oh, California
there, it's like a Benetton ad.
Police member.
Multi-billion-dollar operating
more
deficits.
Money.
More money.
Will persist, even
Uh-oh.
In the best of times.
Oh.
And Tom.
They just keep showing
while
the same
proclaiming
money.
Your newfound fiscal conservatism, you seem to have forgotten
found.
That you supported
Again.
Last year's
pig.
Oh, whoa, that was a scary pig.
Sheep. Okay. All right. This was basic sort of boilerplate, like bad politician. They showed like unflattering pictures of him. They did the Benetton ad of like the people, and then for some reason, very quickly, I guess the pig is supposed to represent pork.
This is a different pig than the other images of the pig.
But they flash a pig, and then they flash the sheep.
Sheep are back. Just to remind you, by the way, they were there
the
before.
But they're not the
now.
Happy sheep. They're like penned
what
in
do
sheep.
What sheep represent now?
I think
they're still fiscal conservative.
I think they were the...
So I'm just, whenever I see the sheep, I'm supposed to think, that is Tom Campbell,
and
fiscal
his,
conservative.
Yeah.
The sheep represents Tom Campbell.
Piety. Yeah.
Okay. All right. As far as we know.
As far as we know.
All
we
right.
don't, we're not told otherwise.
Okay.
We have no more information.
About halfway through the ad.
Current brilliant
oh,
solution.
He's a tax increaser, the ad is telling us.
Oh, is to raise the
sheep.
Tax.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Already
sheep
the
Campbell.
Highest in the country by 32 cents
sheep
a gallon.
Gas.
Expensive.
Could there
gas.
Be a worse
it's going to get really expensive.
Oh my God.
It's like
$5.48. I think it does cost that much in gallons.
Angry. and it's sort of angry people. Like stock photos.
Oh, wait. But this sheep has a tag on its ear.
Okay. All right. Hold on. I'm still. So they just intercut Tom Campbell with the sheep. Just as like sheep.
And the real people.
Are they trying to send some other message about Tom Campbell and sheep? I mean, I don't want to, it is California.
Piety.
It is California. Please. There's all kinds of crazy stuff goes on. All right, but you know, I'm just saying. Yeah. But it is very odd. They do just this very quick cut back and forth.
We should, I mean, the music is also.
Should we just be quiet for a little
while? The original score is striking.
All right, well, maybe we'll try to be quiet for a little while so that people can
for
hear
dramatic effect.
The income tax and the vehicle license fees for another 2 years. At the end of the day, that's another $16 billion in new taxes you supported, Tom. When in Congress, you supported a tax on the internet.
I think you're starting to get the idea that this guy, even though he's referring to him as Tom,
I suppose
is not a
not
fan.
Be surprised then, Tom,
they're not really on a first name basis.
Wait. Carly Fiorina.
I had not noticed this the first time through.
This is a critical point.
Yes.
Because it's the first mention of the person who actually funded the ad.
Do they mention her name or they just show her name?
Well, here all you see is the name on the screen.
She has signed the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, which for those of us who are inside Washington, this is a very important pledge. Grover Norquist makes candidates sign.
It's
very important.
And actually, McCain was famous for not signing it. I think that's one of the many things
and if you,
he
And if you don't
did.
Sign it, Grover hates you forever yes. and slimes you
really
anywhere
slime
he
you.
Can.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's a small, dark man. I mean, dark in his soul. Like, he's actually sort of, you know, he's your basic Caucasian man. Bearded. And one time I went to dinner at Christopher Hitchens' house, and he and his wife were the other guests. And he brought, rather than a bottle of wine, he brought a bottle of scotch. And Hitchens handed it to their maid person who was serving us that night, whole all weird thing, and then brought back a glass of ice and the bottle and sat it next to Grover.
Oh.
And he just drank from it all through dinner. Like, he just, the person kept the ice fresh. It was classy. You're not drinking
slapping with the wine
yeah.
or whatever. So this is Grover's Taxpayer Protection Pledge. It's flashed on the screen, and you see Carly Fiorina has actually signed this herself.
And apparently Tom has not.
Apparently.
And, you know, you can hear the anger. I think I'm going to give credit to our voiceover artist, who is Rick. What's his name again?
Robert Davi.
Because I feel like you can sense the growing frustration in his voice as he sarcastically tells Tom all the things he's disappointed in. Okay, and we'll start again. We're almost done.
And the Taxpayer Protection Pledge, no matter what office you were running for that particular week.
Particular.
Tom Campbell, is he what he tells us?
Okay.
Or is he what he's become?
There's more sheep.
Over the years?
The sheep are back.
The sheep are back. We're now looking.
A critical moment.
Okay.
A critical moment because. I mean,
that's a 226.
Yeah, and you
got to
watch this and save it forever because this is where this went from the realm of kind of a cheesy run of the mill attack ad to really trippy and
almost perhaps genius. I mean, like, this is like how many primary ads have
I'm going to put it on this side of genius, but I
this side of genius, you point to yourself.
That's right. The non-genius side. This is what we should describe to people. This is actually...
Wait, so first we saw the cavorting again.
The sheep, yes.
Happy sheep.
Happy sheep cavorting in a meadow.
Real,
although
real
they are,
sheep.
They are all tagged on their ear, and the first sheep were not tagged on their ear.
So I do think they're different sheep, but they seem a little more melancholy, quite frankly.
Well, they just...
But
that
what
storm,
happens,
do you remember that storm that just
yeah,
came
they
through?
Yeah, storm came through. One of their own disappeared.
Then there was pigs out there and money, you know? And it's been really a tough
sheep day. It's been a tough day for the sheep. And then all of a sudden, at, again, 226 or thereabouts...
a really evil-looking sheep pokes its head from behind a tree.
But it's definitely not a sheep. It's
definitely someone in a sheep costume.
With red eyes, and they peek around like a little kid would peek around something. Like, it's not a sheep-like motion in any way.
No, it's a person-like motion, really.
Yeah. Yes.
It's something a person would do, peeking around a tree, except this person is wearing also a sheep mask.
Right.
And glowing red eyes.
Yes, the eyes really make it. Yeah, this is. But Christina makes a good point here. This is not even a good person. Someone that knows how to act like a sheep.
Right.
Like, you think you can hire?
unlike Robert Davi,
who knows what he's doing.
Yeah. If he had been hired to play the sheep, I have a feeling we'd get a much more realistic sheep.
Right. Well, sheepy movements.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Least,
so yeah. let's If we can.
Please, yes.
Begin again.
The sheep fiscal are freaking out.
Whoa! Oh, Fasano! Fasano!
So, the word wait. So there's clearly someone wearing a man's shirt, wearing the sheep face, and all the sheep are running, and there's words on the screen that say,
Ficino,
Fasino. F-C-I-N-O.
Okay, so, again, a term that everyone is used to in Washington is rhino.
Republican name only.
And would have been awesome, would have been genius, is to have a rhinoceros
disturb the sheep.
But the sheep are being disturbed. Don't doubt that. There is a lot of disturbance of sheep going on.
By a ficino, which is apparently a fiscal conservative name only. Also... Fiorina Carly, someone pointed out to me.
Oh.
FC. Well, just
and so Ficino, which Ficino. Sounds dirty.
Let's face it. It does.
And what's happening is the sheep are being disturbed by someone clearly dressed as a person,
a blue shirt, like a Washington D.C. style blue shirt dude
who's wearing just a mask. Who's basically wearing
like a sheep hat that goes over his face.
He's like a minotaur,
and
but
it's
a
square.
Sheep.
It's not even like sheep like.
It's a minotaur.
Third grade art class mask. Yes.
With glowing red eyes.
Glowing red eyes.
And actually, I had not thought of this before. What about the poor sheep when they film this? This is clearly original to this ad. We've been assuming stock footage most of the time.
This is not. This is clearly the
sheep
there.
Someone actually went out to a field and did this.
And freaked out some
Who
sheep.
Who are you? We must know. Come forward.
Okay, so there's actually a little more left. Hard to believe, but we'll just...
My favorite scene is still a
every time we go, by the way, that is just to win the scary demon minotaur sheep shows his not very well done face. Okay.
Conservative.
There he is. Oh, wow.
No. Just another same
now
old
the sheep are
tale
buying and running away.
By a career politician.
He's drinking from something.
We learned that it's... That's my favorite sheep. That's my favorite scene.
That
is incredible.
Okay.
That is cinematography. That is genius. That is...
You know what it is? It's a sheep snuggie.
It is a sheep snuggie.
Yes,
now apparently the sheep minotaur has gone the extra mile and put on a sheep snuggie over his blue shirt. So there's a lot of... there's We see the sheep running from the Ficino.
And he's drinking from like a
puddle. At some point, you see it looks like a sheep drinking, and then it raises its head, and it's...
The Ficino.
It's the Ficino.
And it shouldn't just be a shino, like a sheep in name only. Anyway, so... And then it's crawling away in like a sheep... Snuggy outfit, and you can see it's like sneakers.
No, they're other like loafers. But you see the back. Imagine a grown person crawling on their hands and knees away from you. Imagine that, if you will. Imagine that now in a meadow, and you will be seeing what we are seeing on the screen, which is a person in a sheep snuggy crawling away. Again, I just want to emphasize: someone did this. Someone went out and put on these clothes,
and I'm just
and then allowed themselves to be filmed.
I think we have our first clue, because the next shot goes to someone in a boardroom, and they talk
about with a blue shirt,
wearing a blue shirt.
Okay, well we're gonna start it.
This is important.
Okay,
who has not made a career of politics, a political outsider,
hands.
Perhaps a proven successful fiscal
hands.
Conservative,
earrings.
Oh no, there's
accomplished
Carly.
Enormous things in life.
These are all you can't really
like
see
right
now. Pause that
California.
For a second.
Okay, pause.
So that was like.
It was like random shots of Carly, like in boardroom type settings,
and she has this very, very stunning. Unfortunately, she's a cancer survivor, and so she has this short hair because she had to cut her hair.
So she has a very handsome
very,
woman, as they say,
and very nice, attractive woman. But she's got this cute haircut. And you can tell. I mean, if you watch TV, you know this is her. And then, but
and
they're just
sheep,
showing
or in any way.
Sort
there's
of
no sheep in the shot at all.
Profile shots, but then they go through the crowd, and there's someone that clearly is wearing Dianne Feinstein hair, and that just confused me. All the hell, because...
Does Diane know?
I don't know.
Her
but
hair was used
crowd.
In an ad?
Well...
In California, of all places?
It's the same style. I thought it was her for a minute.
Wow.
Wow. This is like, remember the Rats ad?
Yes.
This is sort of like, this is maybe there's subliminal stuff going on here.
Could be.
Right, we're going to start up again.
Oh, paid for by Carly for California.
Might there be a better choice? And then
Ficino.
And they end with
Ficino.
Ficino.com. You can go to their website, which I'm sure has just been overwhelmed by people that want to know more about Ficinos.
I think the Ficino, what it must look like. Oh, you know what? I don't know why they didn't use Chupacabra.
That would have, yes.
That also would have been a good...
A real mythical beast, at least.
A real mythical beast.
This
a mythical
is...
beast with a history, at least.
But and actually, there's some breaking news on this that, TPM right. got to today. The Fiorina campaign said, if you liked Demon Sheep, you've seen nothing yet, because we will have more shocking...
They're going to get weirder?
...and more outrageous ads to come.
So, God
okay,
bless them.
I don't want to torture our poor podcast listeners, but this is for my own sake. I'm just selfish here. The sheep represent who again? Like, what is the... What is the thing that I'm supposed to take? What am I supposed to understand?
I think the sheep represent us in the media.
Oh.
Talking about this web ad.
it
way more than a, you know, this is not even a real ad. This, you know, cost them about $1 to put together, apparently, from the production
values. I hope it cost more than $1 to get that person in the Snuggie to crawl across the
I'm just going to say this, and I said it on Top Line, our webcast show today. If anyone knows who this person in the costume is, come forward and we will give you a platform.
You'll give him more
I want
than a dollar.
To interview you. I want to talk to you. I want you in costume. I want you on our set. I want to meet you and your glowing red eyes. You can all come. And this is, I mean, you deserve some recognition here. So if anyone out there knows, reach us. I'm at Twitter. It's at The Note. You tell Anna, tell Christina. We want to give you the recognition that you deserve, because I have never, I mean, you guys, tell me if I'm wrong, I've just never seen this kind of portrayal of a sheep, a demonic sheep, otherwise ever before.
I have never seen a demonic sheep before either, although for the art crowd, I know you two travel in those circles, the video did kind of remind me of a Matthew Barney performance art piece. He often like dresses up in horns and stuff, but he also uses a lot of petroleum jelly, so I didn't really go there, despite, you know, all my hopes and dreams.
Close though.
So, Christine, do you have anything to add in closing? Or
I think the ad just says it all. It made my day.
Okay, and it's on YouTube, and of course, I think it's being hosted at both the Talking Points Memo and at ABC News.
Yes, it's getting a couple of runs on our site as well. And look, and the fact that they're going to do more of them actually. It makes it a modicum of sense. I mean, if
this
you can't
is just
run from this,
starting to pull the thread,
you have
the,
to.
Yeah.
Now, wait. I have to. Being a Californian.
Oh, we should have got that out earlier.
Happy cows.
Oh, come from California.
That is the California thing, is the happy cows. So I don't exactly understand
sheep.
Why you didn't have happy cows in the ad, and then maybe like the scary demon sheep like messing with the happy cows, but. Mm.
Well, maybe that's
I am not
sequel.
An ad consultant.
We're going to get to the bottom of this. I think this is going to be first in a continuing series of our investigations into demon sheep. thank you, podcast listener, for joining us on this extra podcast. And you know, but I'll say it again, Rick Klein from ABC News, Christina Bellantoni from Talking Points Memo. I am and remain and will be tomorrow, Anna Marie Cox.